This is the Ask Falaschini podcast, where the modern economy is discussed from a skeptic's perspective. Mr. Falaschini helps you distinguish what is sustainable in our economy and what isn't. Not everything that glitters is gold, and not all mud is dirty. The podcaster Mr. Falaschini provides no-nonsense advice. He had it all, lost it all, went bankrupt multiple times, and is now attempting to come back from zero with sustainable growth. There are numerous coaches and preachers on the internet that preach about positive thinking and how life is all roses if you just care to see it that way. Well, Mr. Falaschini is definitely not one of them. We recommend you ask Falaschini to keep it real. He discusses the darker side of the current economic reality, the side that's more important for your personal and business finance. His first intention is to help you keep what you already have. Not to be a complete party pooper, Mr. Falaschini will also hint at the earning opportunities in the economy today. In order to please the almighty algorithm, please like, share, and subscribe. And now it's time to start taking notes. The mic goes to the podcaster, the one and only Mr. Falaschini.
Thank you, Taylor. I recently received a telephone call. The guy on the other side asked me, what do I think about Elon Musk taking over Twitter? And due to the fact that this is the hottest topic in today's business world, I've decided to dedicate this full episode to Elon Musk taking over Twitter. I've never met Elon Musk in person, so this episode will be all about information I have received via my sources and my speculation, what might be going on behind the scene. Let's start with the biggest takeover in history, and this is Elon Musk taking over Twitter. It has many twists to it. First, Elon Musk has already announced that he's going to centralize power within the company. He has also announced that he's going to take Twitter private. So Twitter will no longer be on the stock exchange. So Elon will quite literally taking the company out of Securities and Exchange Commission's jurisdiction because it will be a private company. As we know, Elon had huge problems with SEC in the past, and most of these problems were just a direct consequence of his tweets. Elon Musk taking over Twitter is publicized as Robin Hood, so Elon Musk taking over company that is currently owned by the biggest investment banks or the Wall Street mainstream players. However, this might not be the case. If we go one step in the background, we can see that the offer consists of Wall Street main guys agreeing to hide behind Elon Musk's family office. And Binance announcing $500 million investment in takeover and privatization of Twitter also helps us understand that this is not just a job of Elon Musk, that he's just the name in front of this operation. And if we continue to check what do these investment banks have to gain if they go and be part of Elon Musk's family office in his private placement program, it's really simple. There are many speculations that stock exchange will fail, that the prices will go down. And if investment banks go in private placement program, then they can have book values of their shares according to the purchase or sales value of the shares. So that means that even if the stock market completely collapses, their books will be safe from diminishing value of the shares. And why is moving Twitter out of the stock exchange beneficial for Musk? It's really simple. His biggest company, Tesla, is one of the largest company in a free float market or stock exchange. And that has direct consequence that when the Twitter will be moved out of the stock exchange, there will be a void. And this void will be filled with purchasing shares of other companies. So Tesla will gain directly some percentage of the shares that future investors would invest in Twitter. So that means more stable price for Tesla or even price increase if the economic situation will improve. And now that we have covered the stock exchange, let's get to the topic of free speech. I would like to remind you that Twitter is so strong that was able to censor Donald Trump. A complete censorship was put upon him by disabling his account while he was still acting president of the United States. So this will be a huge opportunity for Elon Musk to prove that he's really a free speech maximalist, as he calls himself. If we put it simply, he believes that free speech is more important than anything else. Let's hope that this is not just a pose. The takeover will enable Musk to control and influence all the content on Twitter. Don't forget that Twitter is one of three most influential social media platforms, or translated. Elon gets almost 33% influence on the social media world. So we can claim that he has Web 2.0 fully covered and under control. Right after the takeover, we'll be able to see if Twitter will become safe haven for free speech. However, I'm not most optimistic about it, since I'm certain that courts, different agencies, even Congress, can accuse Twitter of supporting extremists, enemies of the states, and dangerous people. However, judging from Elon Musk dealing with Securities and Exchange Commission, I'm sure that he has a really capable legal team that will be able to persevere most of the attacks from these entities. However, outside US, the story is much different. If he will have problem with EU might censor Twitter all alone. So they might forbid Twitter to work in Europe if they will not be willing to cooperate and censor tweets of certain entities or individuals that EU considers dangerous. So there is a huge opportunity that free speech will not be defended in the EU in the future. And of course, we have even more authoritarian Asian states that, or Arabic states, that might censor Twitter even faster if free speech is allowed and without restriction. So now that we have covered free speech, let's move to technology. I'm certain that we all understand that future of business and technology for Twitter is an open road. Because of their share size and scale, they can do whatever they want in the future. Allow me to indulge in some speculations. The easiest and probably the most likely way that Musk will start adding value in Twitter is to transform a communication platform that Twitter is right now into a banking platform. And he has first-hand experiences with PayPal. He's one of the most famous PayPal mafia members. So project like this would be nothing new to Elon, and I'm sure he could successfully implement it in a matter of a month. On top of that, Elon is really on the ball with Web 3.0. Especially with big data, with analytics, and artificial intelligence helping him with analytics. Namely, SpaceX program provides internet access, Tesla gathers data on roads and traffic information, and his AI company is able to process big data like no other. So I'm sure Twitter will be just a cherry on the cake of Elon's company, and the synergies in big data space are just amazing. I'm also certain that Elon has many more technical solutions up his sleeve, and I would like to point to another rumor before I finish, and this is that Elon is already preparing another monumental takeover that is due to be announced later this year. And let me finish this episode with these three statements. Only the time will tell if Elon made the right decision to take over Twitter. We know that destiny favors the brave. However, there are no indulgences for business being unsustainable. And back to Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Falaschini, for this outstanding podcast. And thank you for listening to the Ask Falaschini podcast until the end. Mr. Falaschini would love to hear your feedback in the comments. And don't forget, if you want to know, ask Falaschini or listen to the Ask Falaschini podcast. In order to please the almighty algorithm, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.